Hello.
Hi, Courtney. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, good.
Good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just called you earlier because we're having trouble processing the payment, so I think maybe there's something going on with the card we have on file.
Which one of it, and what ends in what?
It ends in 6090.
Oh, okay. Maybe insufficient for my in the account. But, I will give you another card next.
Yes, okay.
But not today, because I'm not weird. But how the marketing is going?
Okay. So right now the account's in suspension just because we're having trouble with the payment. So what that means is when the account goes into suspension, everything stays active. It's just that there isn't any active programming being done. So the good news is in the time that you've been with us, you've already been found on the first page of Google 69 times, and you're having some Google actions and impressions, meaning some clicks to your site. So have you been on the dashboard to see the results that you're getting by chance?
No.
Oh, you haven't.
But
oh my goodness.
What I need to be getting there, you know, is some reviews. And as I was told about the reviews, restoration, I don't know if I do a screenshot of the reviews I was telling you guys that was up and they was all come down. If I could do a screenshot to you and you understand what I'm saying there.
So you mean you used to have Google reviews and now they're gone? Or do you mean you want to take reviews from another directory and put them on Google?
I used to have them. All right, let me explain.
Okay.
Let me explain. As I explained to the previous person that I was with 411 locals, right?
And okay.
Still, you know, and I have 48 reviews. All of a sudden, the reviews came down. I call them up. When I call them, they are saying that give them some time. Then afterward, they're going to tell me that the account, what they had to make a new account. And as a result of that, Google didn't restore the reviews. And I'm like, but they are in your hub. You know what I'm saying? They are in the hub. So
yeah.
Why is it that they are in the hub? And they say, come on, all right. They said that it was supposed to be the app you're supposed to send requests from. But I never send a request from the app. I always just go straight to Google and click on the alligator mouth. You know what I call the alligator mouth, right? And forward it to the customer. You understand that thing there?
I understand. Yeah, I'm so sorry to hear that you're going through that, Courtney. The listing that we have created for you doesn't have any Google reviews on it, but what I'm going to do is once we get your payment up to speed, I'm going to send your request over to the Google verification department, and I'm going to see if they can merge that listing that you had before with the 48 reviews on it, and if they can merge it together with our listing so that now they are reappearing. In the meantime, what I want you to do is work on getting some 5-star reviews on the listing now. So I just sent you a little review generator email, and it will help you with that. So even if you could get 1 or 2 5-star reviews, that's going to help you. And then when I submit that request over next week or whenever the account pays, it usually takes up to 10 business days to hear back from Google. So Google will definitely respond, and they'll tell us what happened with the reviews and if we can merge them together. So we'll be able to get it squared away for you, okay?
So, and as a result of that, I am just saying here that, yeah, when anyone put a review in, the review comes straight to the app. You understand? And the reviews that was there taken down are sitting down in the app. And they are saying they can't do nothing with it. So what is doing in the app?
I see. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to put that in the notes too. You can see the reviews in the app, but you can't see them on the Google listing, right?
Right.
Okay. See the reviews in the app, but not in the Google listing.
So that's why I was saying to you if I could email a screenshot of it to you, that you understand clearly what I'm saying.
Yeah, you can send a screenshot to support.
Right now. You just send me an email, right?
I'll send you one. I'll just put reply to this email with your screenshot. That way you have it. Okay, so here. And then I can get it to support. I'll put reply to this email with.
So the one you just sent me a while ago, the email.
You can reply to that one too. That's okay. It's just that one was sent manually through the system, so it'll go back to customer service. But if you want to send it directly to me, I'll send you one right now that you can reply to, and then I can forward it to customer support to you. That way I can see it too, and then I'll monitor it for you. Hands are a little bit tied right now, Courtney, because we can't do anything about this while the account's in a past due status, so all I can do is notate the account. But next week, when you have the new payment information, we're definitely going to be able to take action on it and get it fixed for you.
But, Mom, it's from the beginning, I was talking to these guys about it. You understand?
Yeah, there's a note on your account from 3 days ago, from March 21st, that it says duplicate to claim. It has the listing of the duplicate, and it said they filled out the form. So they're already waiting to hear back from Google. And then it says no business documents as per client interview. So I don't think you had sent in a business license or insurance or anything like that to us, did you?
No.
Okay. It's not required, but if you have anything like that, it would definitely help. Okay? So if you have a business license or insurance, send it over. If not, we're just going to take what we have and continue to try to merge those listings so that those reviews get reactivated. Okay? Because that's important. You worked hard for them, and you can see them on the app, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you send the...
I did. I put... Please reply to this email with your screenshot, and if you refresh your inbox, you'll see it.
All right, watch. I'm going to reply and watch. And you're going to see exactly what I'm talking about. You see, it comes in.
Not yet. Let's give it a second. Sometimes it takes a minute, so let's see. I'll refresh again and see. There it is. Okay, I got it. Mm-hmm. Your review data, 53 total reviews. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay, so I'm going to forward this to the support, and then that way when we talk next week about the payment, they can start working on it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for explaining all of that to me. We'll get it fixed for you, Courtney, so don't worry about it for now. Just use that email that I sent you and start getting some new reviews, and then we'll get this fixed for you next week once we get the payment up to speed, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have a great weekend, too.
All right. Bye-bye. You too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.